WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
We're featuring a special series this week about some of the small record labels that helped shape today's music. Progressive rock had its origins during London's psychedelic era. One label, founded in London by the heir to a fortune, recorded some of the most interesting rock music of the times and paid back his native land by giving us Bob Marley. Here's rock historian Ed Ward.
Homesickness has made for some great songs over the years, but seldom has it utterly changed the face of rock and roll. It's just possible, though, that if Chris Blackwell hadn't loved the land of his birth, Jamaica, so much, a lot of things would be very different today. Blackwell was born in Kingston in 1937, into the family that made Cross and Blackwell Marmalade, but the 60s saw him living in London. He'd always loved Jamaican music, and he'd produced a couple of local hits in his youth. In London, he discovered lots of Jamaicans drawn to Britain by the huge number of jobs available. They, too, loved Jamaican music, but it was hard to find. Blackwell decided to do something about it and started a record label. He called it Blue Beat, and right away he had a smash worldwide hit. Millie Small's childish voice and the irresistible beat of what would become known as ska managed to sell records even in the Beatle-infested year 1964. And before long, Blackwell was in business, putting out the latest Jamaican hits in Britain and changing the name of the label to Island. But there was another current flowing through London in the 60s. Things began to get psychedelic, and Blackwell took notice. One of the first rock signings at Island was Traffic, featuring the teenage prodigy Steve Winwood, who'd been the outstanding voice in the Spencer Davis Group. Blackwell's instincts were good. Traffic gave the label hits like Paper Sun and Dear Mr. Fantasy, and suddenly rock musicians were knocking on Island's doors. Producer Joe Boyd was among the hopefuls, and his folky instincts brought the label the incredible string band, Nick Drake, and perhaps most notably, Fairport Convention. With vocalist Sandy Denny and guitarist Richard Thompson, Fairport Convention was a British folk supergroup, and Island released many of their spin-off projects as well. Bands like Free, Jethro Tull, Blodwyn Pig, King Crimson, Mott the Hoople, and later artists like John Cale and Brian Eno kept Island in the forefront of progressive music in Britain. Blackwell, though, still had his heart in Jamaica. Since 1969, he'd been trying to break Jimmy Cliff as a rock star by having him record songs by another Island artist, Cat Stevens. But in 1972, he helped bankroll a film starring Cliff that would start another revolution, this time in the U.S.
Share now what's mine, and then the harder they come.
hippies watched Jamaicans sucking down huge amounts of pot, reggae was introduced to America. Blackwell then readied phase two of his plan.
Dread not, be dread now. Dread like conga bongo. Not to dreadlock in a Babylon.
Not to dread.
A dreadlock conga bongo high.
Not to dread.
Hey, children, get your culture.
Not to dread.
And don't stay there and jest.
Not to dread.
Or the battle will be hotter. And you won't get no supper.
Although it was a stormy relationship, Chris Blackwell did everything he could to make Bob Marley and the Wailers stars in the U.S., even helping Marley by giving him the Blackwell Mansion at 10 Hope Road in Kingston. By this time, Island was one of Britain's major labels, and even had a U.S. branch. When punk came along, it didn't jump in with both feet, but recorded edgy music by Grace Jones and took a chance on a young band from Ireland that drew 9 people to their London debut.
One man come in the name of love. One man come and go. One man come here to justify. One man.
U2's ascendancy saw the end of Chris Blackwell's involvement. His attention was elsewhere, in movies and other projects. Island still exists today, but it's just another label, and Chris Blackwell's just another rich guy, having sold Island some years ago. Still, the past couple of decades would have been poorer without it.
Ed Ward is a writer based in Berlin. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.